What's going on, brother?
Run selfie tools.
Down here at the VA with Chris, he had an appointment this morning. And they won't let you in the facility because of COVID and all, so I'm out here waiting on him.
No, I don't want to let you in, but I hope everything's all right.
Just here for his checkup. Whereabouts are you?
I'm actually right here in Marietta at the Stinks.
I see. So, where are you headed next?
I'll be up around this area for a little while, and then I'll make my way back down into Traveler's Rest and that area, and then down to Berea. So, it's on this side of town today.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'll be out here in the parking lot, I guess, just kind of people watching for a little bit.
No, I'm pulling in my next stop, so I'm going to go in here and deal with him, and then I'll give you a shout back, KO4HX, and I'll be clear for a few.
QE, clear, but standing by.
QE, KZ4 TMA.
TMA, KO4NUE, how are you, sir?
All right, this is Simon in Greenville. How you doing today?
I am doing good. Sitting here in the VA parking lot in Anderson, and kind of watching, people watching out here in the parking lot. Yeah, I'm a veteran, and I'm watching all these other veterans, and it's quite funny, man, because I got a feeling I'm gonna be some of these guys here in about 10 years.
I guess I can imagine you sitting there in the parking lot looking at them and kind of feeling like you're looking at a time machine mirror or something of what life might be like. But I guess that's true anytime we're around our elders, right? But yeah, I overheard you and Patrick talk a minute ago. Patrick, if you're still listening, good morning. Hope you have a good day. And I realized I was trying to catch you or Patrick the other day. Find out a little bit more about the Simplex Net. And I'm not really prepared to participate or anything. I don't have proper equipment. But I was just curious what frequency you use when you do it and when you do it, because I'd love to listen and just see which participants I can hear well. It'd just be interesting to see, you know, who's nearby or who's hitting my location well. Is it easy to get on any kind of information list and so I can just listen in when you guys do that?
So the thing with that is I would want you to, participate. Now, what that means is when we did the SimplexNet, we basically just did a listening test. In other words, you have a time slot, and you have to stick to that time slot, and you broadcast your call sign and your location for 1 minute, and then every station that hears you, they write your call sign down and how well they heard you, and then at the end of the exercise, you take a picture or scan or whatever and email me back your station log, in other words, who you heard. And then we put all that on a matrix of some sort, so that you can determine who heard you, who you can talk to, and your relays. So whether you can hear somebody or they can hear you or not, it's important to do both. So, let me let this drop for a second. Comment that you didn't feel like you were set up for that. Well, we had the last one we did, we had three stations that operated on 3-watt handies, and we were quite impressed with them, actually. They did very well. So, so my email is chadlhightower@gmail.com. You can find me up on QRZ too. And just shoot me an email. And I'm just curious, what's your location, Simon?
yeah, I copied all that and understood, you know, when I first asked if I could just listen in instead of participating, because I didn't want to waste everybody's time if I was, you know, holding up a signal with bad equipment. But the way I understand it, that's kind of what everybody's doing. Everybody just talks for a minute at their appointed time, and everyone else just says what they heard them. So, sure, if you've got other people with handhelds participating, I'd be on a handheld, too. That's the only kind of base station equipment I've got. I guess I could try to participate from my car. There's actually a better rig in there. Or I might climb on my roof and get on the back antenna on the big machine with my handheld and see how it does. I think I'd be able to transmit it up to 8 watts with this little handheld. But I'm in Greenville, down, not quite downtown, maybe a couple miles south of downtown, pretty close to Augusta Road. That's my location.
So send me a email saying you want to participate in the next one, I will shoot you a copy of the matrix of the last one we did, and you can probably need to talk with you on the phone while you're looking at that, so you can kind of see how it works. It's not very complicated, but if you don't have an explanation, I can see where it can get confusing. But yeah, we'd love to have you. We'd love you to try to participate and just see. You know, you'd be surprised what your station can do.
Thanks. All right, yeah, I'll look you up. I'll send an email. That sounds good. I look forward to it. All right, enjoy people watching, and I don't know what brings you in to the VA today, but I hope all goes well. I'm going to get back to work. I've got a desk job, so I'm cheating right now, but I just overheard you two talking and thought I'd catch you for a minute and try to get a little more information. So I appreciate it, but I'll be clear after your final, and I'll be in touch from Penn soon via email, KO4NUE, KZ4TMA.
KZ4TMA, KO4NUE. Have a good day, sir, and you be safe. And I'm gonna keep watching these old crotchety veterans. Have a good day. That's 73 KO4NUE. I'm clear.
For HKX, Chad, if you're still there, I'm back on the road now.
Patrick, I'm out here watching these veterans that's got, you know, 10-15 years age on me, and I just told last guy I talked with, I believe it was Simon. I think I'm on. This is what I'm going to be looking like in about 10 years. But I'm. The more I watch, the more I realize I'm already there.
Happens, isn't it?
Veterans come out of the clinic here, and he's sitting there hollering at his wife, "Come pick me up, come pick me up." And I mean, she's 15 feet away from the entrance. But he's not going to come out of that entrance. You come over here, pick me up.
I have to say, I hope I never get like that.
Like, hey, you ain't got nothing better to do. Come on, you're supposed to be driving me around today anyway. Come over here and get me.
Where my wife would be.
I would go to the other end of the parking lot and say, "Come on." I know exactly how that's going to end up.
Yeah, if she was that close. Big day this weekend?
Sorry, I had a telephone call. You talking about the wedding?
Roger that.
Lord, yes. I reckon. It's been going on now for a couple of weeks. You know, it's just, I told him yesterday, you ready for this? He said, "Oh, yeah, I'm ready." I thought, okay. Oh, that's a good attitude. You gonna, oh, man, here we go.
Missing again in about 6 months.
Exactly. But, hey, you know, king live on bread alone, and I'm not complaining, but, boy, I'm going to tell you, ooh, sometimes, I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah, because she might be listening.
Exactly.
And for today.
To Dear camp. I got to go down and get some lumber for the sawbuck tables for the reception. So I'm going to go down there and get some boards. And then I'll probably head on back to the house, I guess. But I got to get down there in all that red mud, and I'm not looking forward to it.
That is no fun. Remember, flat foot, not heel toe.
You know, it don't matter if heel toe or flat foot, it still just sticks and gets in the truck. I mean, it just, you know the deal.
My yard Saturday.
Have some interesting geography there. Was that sand that the auger was pulling up, or was that rock you was talking about?
Nope, you were getting ready to hit that rock. That's what that was. The red clay is filled on top of it because I had to fill in the yard there a little bit. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been but about 10 foot of yard there in front of the porch. And that's it. But once you get down there, it's like it's more sandy, but yeah, you're getting ready to hit that rock on there.
Well, I was expecting it to be a little bit closer to the surface, but I guess we got lucky. Second time I put the auger down in the hole, I could feel something starting to, like it was rock or something. But I think we might have made it just right to the top of bedrock, probably.
So close. You'll hit some quartz, like rock, before you get down to it. But once you get there, it ain't long.
Well, so this is okay. So now this female veteran's got out of the car. And the man is driving, and she's just as crotchety. So I guess I'm doomed.
And it's something to do with being a veteran, are you?
It is. Who would have thunk it?
You're using at the deer camp this morning, that little HD you had Saturday at Oyesu?
Yeah, I ran across 80 watt amp for the, figured I'd give it a shot, try it out. And that thing's pretty cool. I mean, you put a half a watt into it and it spits out, I don't know, 40 something watts. As you go up in wattage on the radio, it'll supposed to go up to 80 watts, but I didn't get that high with it, but it's pretty neat. And I was trying to find out if it's creating any kind of noise or anything. But I'm pretty tickled with it.
KO4 HKX. It sounded good this morning. I was just right there at the edge of the black hole and wanted to make sure I wasn't hearing things or anything like that. Everybody else could give you a little better signal report.
I talked with Chris, that's KO4NUE. I talked with Chris for a little bit on Simplex last night with it. We messed around, 20, 30, 40 minutes with it. And, it's pretty neat. I mean, I met a guy there in Tron, and he wanted to sell it, and I gave him $40 for it. And I didn't figure it'd work, I figured I'd have to do some things to it, but I plugged it up and it did just fine.
Have a little small amp like that for your handheld.
Turn it up on high power, and when I keyed the mic, the lights dimmed a little bit in the cabin, so I assume that means it's working.
Consuming some juice for something.
Right. But Lewis, my son, called me this morning, and I gave him a bunch of tools, four generations of tools for one of his wedding gifts. and gave it to him yesterday. So, you know, some of Granddaddy's stuff, and then my dad's stuff, my stuff, and Anna's dad's, you know, he was an architect, so fixed him up a nice little woodworking toolbox, and, you know, we went through all the tools. He was tickled to death to get it, but I got a telephone call from him this morning. He's figured out I'm here in Anderson, so he's wanting to meet me at Lowe's down the street here, and want me to buy him a cordless drill. He says my wife has got some projects for me already. And I said, "What? Hang on a minute." And if I recall, I put you a full set of screwdrivers in that toolbox.
Work.
I think it was as funny as I did, but I thought it was hilarious.
Well, that's all you need, ain't it?
But, you know, I mean, think about it. I thought I was high cotton when I got a drill motor. But, yeah, so will you meet me down at Lowe's? And, I don't have a whole lot of money right now. Can you help me out? I thought, I'll help you pick one out. But, you know, you're going to have to start figuring this money thing out on your own.
I'd stop by Walmart somewhere and buy one of them little toy drills.
I remember one of them little plastic ones that hangs on your key ring. I figured that'd get him, riled up.
But yeah, once he gets married, he's on his own. That money's all yours.
You know, I'll harass him a little bit, but going there and, you know, help him pick one out. But he's just, don't get me wrong, I love my new daughter. She is a perfect match, but, I can already tell there might be some maintenance issues.
What are you saying?
You know, it might take him a little while, but he'll figure it out. We all did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we all did. Been married, 26 years this year.
Funny, the other day, he came up and he's getting ready to, you know, get married and all. And he was walking around the shop looking at, you know, all of the tools. And I could tell he was, how do I explain it? He was looking at them with a different eye, if you know what I mean. And never really had much interest in, you know, any of the machine tools growing up. I tried to broaden his horizons, but he just wasn't interested in it. But now I can see his mind's eye is starting to change a little bit. So I guess that's a good sign. I guess he's starting to understand a little bit of what may be required of him, and he's looking at things a little differently now.
He'll figure it out. But there's still a lot of guidance there to give. I can tell you that. Mine's moved out on his own last year. He's been out a year now. And he still comes home asking, "How you do this?" or "What do I do here?" or "What's next?"
He did the other day. He called the dome light would not turn off on his fiance's car. So he decides he's going to pull the door switch out of where the door, closes. And he just, shorted the wires on the back side of the switch so that, you know, the switch tells the car that the door is always closed. So he shorted the thing out on the back, and, you know, now the dome light won't come on, and when she gets out of the car, the radio stays on. She's got the radio playing, it stays on because the car's not recognizing that the door is open. So she goes out and get in the car the next morning to go to work, and dead in a hammer. I mean, just... And, oh, boy, she was on him. Boy, she was on him. And I thought, oh, boy, here we go.
Fix it right when it's their vehicle.
But your vehicle has, you know, stuff hanging off of it and stuff dragging underneath, making noises, leaking oil. But, oh, no, not theirs. Got to be, you know, you get out here and fix this thing.
Lesson he learned before he got married.
Exactly. But he's, I mean, they're funny. I'm not saying anything bad at all. It's just, you know, I'm watching him and her, and I see me and Anna, you know, 27, 28 years ago now, and I just think it's funny, you know, it's all I can say.
Funny to look back and think, well, I remember those days. I remember when I done that stupid mistake.
Yeah, so when we married, first married, well, we wasn't even married. She had a 88 Honda Civic and needed a timing belt put on. So I decided, you know, hey, being the wonderful mechanic that I am. You know where this is going, right? Put a timing belt on it, and, you know, I just took the belt off and put the other one on. And, oh, yeah, when I hit that starter switch, it pushed about three of those intake valves up into the top of those pistons, and it bent three or four valves. And, boy, you won't talk about. Ooh, mercy. Boy, I've had 27 years. I still ain't lived that one down.
For HKX, yeah, that's one she won't forget anytime soon. And it's been 27 years, and it'll be 27 more.
Burn, I guess. You know, that was a rough mistake, you know, something that took me maybe 45 minutes to do. It ended up costing me a couple hundred bucks and about a week's worth of work. And that's, you know, but I mean, that's all part of learning, I guess. And had to give her my truck because I, you know, destroyed the top end of the engine, so she drove my truck around for a week or so. But, you know, it all worked out.
I imagine it all worked out. She found some way to put up with you this long, so, and just hang around and still put up with you.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't see how she's hung around this long, really. I don't know if you figured this out yet or not, but there's a whole lot going on here.
I was blind and it doesn't see a lot of things, so that's all I can say about my marriage, because I'm just like you. I'm all time in getting into something. It's like raising another kid for her, I guess.
They're chuckling.
I just left the house Saturday while we were there. She didn't want no part of it.
You know, she's got it all figured out, ain't she?
Says, call me when you're ready for me to come home. I don't want no part of what's going to happen here today. And that's all she said. She ain't even looked at it since we put it up Saturday.
She has. She just, you ain't seen her look at it.
Jump out here. I'm at my next stop. Generally don't take too long, so I'll give you a shout back if you're going to be around a little bit. So I'm going to say 73s for now. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, brother. Be safe. 73s, I'm still stay out here and people watch for a little bit.